AM560 KMON. I'm Rick Haynes. Welcome to Ag News You Can Use. Well, the Canadian National Railway Company and Teamsters Canada announced that they had reached a tentative agreement effectively ending that 8-day strike by about 3,200 unionized railway workers and conductor staff. However, about 20 agribusiness organizations have signed a letter that was presented to their Prime Minister Trudeau's office. The letter states, in part, at least rail transportation stoppage just underlines the need for new approaches to dealing with strikes affecting grain and agriculture input movement. The group says that it is time for the federal government there to consider applying essential services provisions to rail service affecting grain movement. Such legislation is not a precedent. Canada's longshoremen are already prevented from engaging in strikes that would impact the loading of grain vessels. Gary White is president and CEO of the Fertilizer Canada and says that rail stoppage, such as the latest strike, not only puts Canada agriculture in a hostage-like situation, but also threatens Canada's reputation as a reliable trading partner and supplier.
We can't be held hostage on essential services. We're trading to 70 countries around the world. Will we be seen as a reliable trading partner? We really think that freight shipping needs to be deemed an essential service, a service that cannot be held hostage by a strike, by management, or by labor. For every day that there's a strike, it takes 2 to 3 days to get back up to speed. Last year, the government was talking about how the agriculture sector should be seen as a powerhouse, and it's one of the things that will drive our economy. And we got to do something here. We need a long-term infrastructure plan.
That's what's going on with the neighbors to the north. More in a moment.